Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
The sun's shining. I have a wine in my hand. I don't know whether I should have said that, but well, here we are still on holiday and it's just coming up to the end of it. So it's great to have your company this afternoon. So join me. Sit back, relax, take 25. You're with Mariska and Irene, listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM.
Big Snoop Dogg. Can you be my doctor? Can you fix me up? Can you wipe me down? So rock you, make you give it up. Till you say my name like a jersey. Shut down the game, be my head coach. So you can, and never take me out. Till you can taste the wind, do it again and again. Till you say my name, and by the way, I'm so glad. I just wanna make you sweat. Can you give me up like I'm late from my first class? So I can give it to you off like a first draft. Hold you like some paper plane. You know I got paper, babe. But them dollar bills, girl, make it rain. Holiday Eve, come and meet me to my eighth floor. Damn, it feels good, but I feel bad for the mates, though. And I apologize, but when I slip, this I turn girls into slip and slide. I just wanna make you sweat. I just wanna make you sweat.
So what wine have you got?
I got that Prosciutto stuff.
You mean Prosecco?
Oh! Is that what it's called? It's ever so nice.
Okay, that's right. It doesn't matter if you can't say it
or understand
it, as long as you enjoy it, that's all that matters.
And it doesn't even matter, to me, it doesn't even matter the cost, whether it's a $10 bottle or a $50 bottle. It's in everyone's taste.
Hey, you know, I've just decided on my favourite summer sounds. Do you know your favourite summer sounds?
Or is it like slurping your wine out of a straw?
No. I was thinking about sitting out on my deck last night listening to the Tui singing.
Wonderful.
And there's hundreds of them around my place. And just as I was enjoying that, there was this massive grunt of a Harley Davidson going down the road. I mean, two of my favourite sounds.
What more do you want in
exactly.
summer? Hey, listen, exciting. We've got Rosemary back. Welcome back again.
Hi.
And she's looking at me a bit weird, wondering why I have a wine in my hand at the afternoon. And maybe I've got into family strife and maybe I need her, but no, I don't. But somebody out there may do. So, Rosemary, last week you were talking about, we were talking about families and you know, there's a lot of emotional stuff with families and why break it up if we have someone that actually can help us and be sensible about it and have those conversations. So, I just heard along the grapevine. Now, I don't know if this is true. You'll have to just help me out here. It might be a rumour. But I have heard this year, it's not going to be Bayside Mediation and Strategies. It's going to be Rosemary Brown.
It is. It is. I've made the big decision that to make life a lot easier for myself and everybody else, that it would just be me.
Cool. And that's what that's the service. It's you that's giving us that service.
Yes, it is.
That mediation, the strategies we need to survive as a family business.
Mm.
Yeah. How exciting.
It is. Yeah. It is. Yeah.
So we finished off last week on a tip.
Mm-hmm.
And also, because I can't remember the tip, but I know that Irene wrote down a question that she had for Rosemary.
Yes, I have. Rosemary, I know of an incident where a grandmother and granddaughter decided they were going to share living together. And granddaughter is with a partner long term and has two children and love each other dearly, and they have a very big conversation about it, and the grandmother made it quite plain there's a whole pile of issues that she couldn't live with. The granddaughter was the one there that initiated, "Hey Nan, why don't you come and live with us, you know, we'll get a big place together." And she said, "Well, I couldn't live with this and that and that, but that's okay, because we've decided we want to change. We want to really take on all the learnings of her grandparent." Anyway, it fell over. It lasted all of, I think it was, I don't know. I don't know. I'd have to speak to them. But I think it was 6 months, maybe a year before it fell over. But is that the sort of thing that you could just, when it started getting into strife, that you could have stepped in and helped with?
Definitely. I can help people, at least I would like to think I can, in almost any conflict situation. So, sadly, that does happen. And it is more difficult when it's been two generations who have pooled money together to purchase a larger property, particularly in this day and age where property is almost impossible to purchase for a lot of people, you know, when they're starting out. And so quite often two generations do, in fact, decide to pull their money together, get it, you know, get this large property that they can all live in, and then discover that they are finding it really hard to live so close together, or circumstances change, and particularly if there are other family members that aren't part of that agreement, and particularly if, you know, say it is a grandparent and they end up in a home, and how are we going to pay for the home, because all the money is tied up in the property. And so then the family start looking at the family who are in the property. How are you going to start paying for Nan or for Granddad or whoever it is that's now in a home? So it can get quite difficult, and it gets also really tricky and complicated if there is a very big change in either income or life. So it could be the death of someone, so therefore now it's an estate and it's all sort of mixed up together. Or it could be that, you know, the people that you went into the house with or the property with, they lose their job, and all of a sudden everyone's looking at homelessness or having to sell and having to rent. So sadly, it is actually happening quite a lot. And yes, it is useful to have a conversation, and it's usually helpful to have it facilitated. And if only because it helps people have a slightly different perspective of the whole thing. Yes, there are emotions involved, and I would hate to have emotion taken out of it. I think there's a space that you need emotion, and there's a space that you need some rational thought, and then you just need to sort of sift through it all.
But having somebody like you who can be emotionally detached is, I think, I'm just thinking of another person I know who's a beautiful old girl, excuse me, and she lives in this massive, massive big house on her own, and she just physically cannot keep up with it anymore, so she hires people to come in and look after it for her. And I asked her one time why she is in this house. Why don't you get a nice little place? Her children won't let her.
Her children won't let her. Yeah. Gosh. Yeah, and what are they doing towards it? Probably nothing.
Nothing to help her at all. They just want to keep the estate exactly like it is. And, I mean, I've gone over to check on my ladies or to sort something out and have found her in tears just sitting there enjoying chatting to one of my ladies that I've got in there supposed to be doing work. And, you know, my lady said, well, look, I sort of felt it was more important to have a chat with her than to do the work at the moment, you know. So, I mean, I can see loads of aptitude, or that's not the right word.
Opportunity
there to get you, you know, call a meeting, a family meeting. I mean, I think that's terrible.
And it is, and you kind of, you know, you hear those stories and you think, gosh, really? But you're right, you know, as we've just heard, they're happening all the time. One thing, though, I like what you just said there, Rosemary, is that you've got to have emotion in there. And I like that because I don't think you can take emotion out. And if you tried, it would probably be worse. But you're right, you're the one that's detached from it. So you can see all the logic, you know, and how other people see logic. But you're right, I think it's important to let them be emotional about that. And maybe sometimes that's why we do end up in strife, because we don't let them out either.
That's right.
We hide them. Mm. Yeah.
Gosh, I just admire you. I'm just thinking about these situations. Like, I know this lady, she won't do anything because she loves her
children.
Mm-hmm. And she will not do anything that they don't like. So it doesn't matter that she's probably been making these sacrifices all her life, but I couldn't sit there and negotiate that. I would be rather...
Yeah, and if any of you are out there feeling like that, you know, maybe do just click in and have a look again on our Facebook page for Rosemary's details, because it is a hard step, and sometimes we would have nowhere to, or we wouldn't know where to turn, and we probably wouldn't think of turning to a lawyer because that's not the right person either.
And it sounds threatening.
Yeah, it does, yeah. So if you are feeling a little bit out there, you know, maybe jump on the Facebook page and we'll make sure we put it up there again so it is there, so you've got someone just to talk to about where do I even start.
I'd like some of your business cards, I think, and take them with me. I can leave them with quite a few people.
Oh God, look at this, eh? Your year's going to be a great year, Rosemary. Awesome. So there we go. You've rebranded, and here all this business is going to be flooding in. So, hey, tell us a little bit about the rebrand. So, I mean, Bayside Mediation said it to, you know, or whether it was Bayside or whether it was Mediation and Strategies, it kind of told me exactly what it is that you do. So why is the decision to go to Rosemary Brown?
Because it is me.
Yeah.
And yes, nobody knows who Rosemary Brown is. That's why underneath Rosemary Brown it says Bayside Mediation and Family Business Strategies. But at the moment I've got two different websites and it's just getting complicated. So I think it was just easier to bring it all together. It is the same person that's providing the services. And sometimes those services do cross over. So I get involved with collaborative work as well, which is with lawyers. And I know you said lawyers are threatening, but lawyers don't have to be threatening. Let me just put that out there.
Oh, I don't think they're threatening at all. I love my lawyers, but so many people do find them
threatening. Or the word, oh, we're going to the lawyers.
Makes people get quite defensive.
Yeah. Yes.
Particularly that they're not the one that's going to see a lawyer. So a lot of disputes or even difficult conversations that when people come to talk to me, I will be talking to people and potential clients who are coming to see me or who are in a situation, and I'll be talking to them about talking to a lawyer and getting some advice, because everyone needs information. And the more information you have, the better the conversation is going to be when you get with the other person. And it's much better if you are able to be able to understand where the other person's coming from and understand how that affects you, how that affects potentially what your rights might be. I always get a little bit antsy when people talk about rights, because everyone has rights. And so when you're talking about your rights, you need to remember the other person has those same rights. And a lot of us do start to go, think about ourselves when we're starting to talk about rights and go, but they've just, you know, I need to be able to do this. And you do. And I want to actually bring it back to some of the older generation that you were talking about, Irene, and they're in these big, large houses that they're unable to look after anymore on their own. It is really hard. You know, older people are vulnerable, just like younger children are vulnerable. And sometimes I think we forget that, and particularly when it's our parents and we are so used to them being capable because they've always been capable in our mind. And it's hard for us to transition into the fact that our parents aren't as capable as they once were, and that they are not able to do the things they used to do, or they can't do them as fast, or they can't do as much as they used to do.
Isn't that, you know, that's resonating with me, because I don't want to see my mum as not capable. Mm. And so I will ignore a lot of stuff that's happening because that means she's becoming, you know, less capable, and I don't want that. And it's just, as you've been talking about, that's really hit home with me, because I see things that she is not able to do now, but I'm not going to mention it and I'm not going to do anything because then she's less capable and then she's not my strong mum anymore. Isn't that funny?
Mm. But that is the reality. And yeah. I think a lot of us tend to sweep things under the carpet rather than actually deal with them. And a lot of times, if we have one-on-one conversations with our parents, it's really fascinating. Our parents will have different thoughts about what they want to do, depending on which child they're talking to.
That is true. Yes. Now, I come from a big family, and when us sisters talk, they say, oh, did you hear Mum said what? She said what? She told me this. And so we kind of get like five different stories. We all know about it. I don't know whether Mum knows we know about. But you're right, yeah. Mm. And it might be just that moment too, that you're talking with somebody that you're feeling like that in that moment, and that's what comes out. Yeah.
Yeah. So quite often, just that, where that was the parents having a loving conversation with that child that was dealing with that child's strengths or that child's weaknesses, and steering the conversation either towards or away from something, just so that that child still felt loved and really important in their life. So they were, you know, having that conversation. But when they all get together and they discover they've had different conversations, quite often that can turn into conflict, and quite often that can actually then divide the family further down the track.
Oh, we just think Mum's going to lally, but you've just made me think about that all differently, actually, because we think, oh yeah, Mum's going a wee bit do lally, isn't she? But wow, you've just made me think. I've never thought of it in that way before. That, and wow, so my mum's still that strong mum I had.
Mm. And, yeah. And sometimes I find that people can say the same sentence to eight people, and eight people will all have a different interpretation of what that person just said to them. So it's not that easy. Yeah.
And that brings me on to partnerships. So there's a lot of professional partnerships out there where they all sign the same contract, they all come in on the same agreement when they're coming into business together, and they will all interpret it differently. They'll all end up with slightly different types of insurance. They'll all end up with slightly different insurance plans. They will all, even though they've agreed on certain things that have happened, the way that they then act on those, or the way that their lawyer has drawn up that whatever it is, agreement of theirs, will be different from each other. And it's only upon exiting a business or bringing someone else into the business that they discover that there are these differences. And sadly, that too can create quite a lot of conflict. So there's so many situations where conflict can arise.
So as part of your role, do you sit in, do you have like, I'm just thinking, as you're talking, I'm thinking, you know, for a partnership to have that monthly meeting with that neutral person there, is that something that you would do, or that's not, you're more kind of when it comes to dispute?
I think the key is, and what I'd like to think, is that after people have spent a bit of time with me or someone else like me, that they are learning the tools.
Okay, so
that, and that we are empowering, or I am empowering the people that I'm with to understand how to use those tools so that they need me less and less. And it's the same with any family. So if families are going through a process, you know, a family business strategy or a succession planning or anything, or even anyone in business who's in partnership, or even just couples who are thinking about getting married or in doing a prenup or a Section 21 or whatever it is.
What's a Section 21?
It's a prenup.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so if anybody's thinking about any form of partnership or contract where it involves somebody else, it's often quite good to not just do the legal stuff, but actually to talk with a neutral and just make sure you're all on the same page.
Is it better to do that before the dissension starts?
Yes, always. Because if you think about it, your emotional state when you're going into a business or when you're going into a relationship is always, you know, you're in a honeymoon, right? Mm. It's exciting, it's fresh, and it's and you just, you know, you can't, there's not enough people to tell the news of your new venture or whatever it is you've just started or the fact that you've just got engaged or whatever it is, or that you're moving in together or that you've just bought your first house. You know, all of these things are so exciting and our emotions at that time are so different to how they are if we're in conflict with that person.
That's so true. So for all of our listeners out there, if through this whole holiday period you've kind of got together with family, you've decided to start a new business, take heed of the conversation that we've been having today. And as I say, we'll put Rosemary's details up on the website, up on the Facebook page. But also, if it's kind of turned to custard through the Christmas and holiday time, you may also need her services or somebody like Rosemary. So, you know, think about it. It's exciting doing business together. But you're right, we all come with our own interpretations, our own emotions, and maybe our own visions that are actually quite different within our head, even though we have discussed it together. Well, it's awesome to have had you along, and I hope maybe, I don't know, halfway through the year, we might get you back and, yeah, talk about a few other things, you know, that are happening and how Rosemary Brown is going.
Yeah, sounds
awesome.
Good.
Thanks, Rosemary.
Thank you for having
great.
Me.
Enjoyed talking to you.
Well, that's it for us, and we'll see you all the same time, same place next week. And do remember to share your stories up on the Facebook page, because I'm sure Rosemary will be able to put a few hints up there for you as well if you're having a wee issue.
And I woke up, looked over and kissed your shoulder. It felt so right. You didn't wait, I could see it in your face. You knew my intention right. Sometimes I swear our connection was made amongst the stars and makes me feel alive. Our love is powerful, so powerful, moving mountains in the night. Oh, and I know sometimes this is hard for us. I know we sacrifice and get scarred and cut. Oh, I know, I feel it's moving. Let's never lose this. This movement, momentum is building. Our union is fluid like water. Clean, because we got love just like water. Love is like water. Persecuted, left out to live upon the edge of life. How they left you right, that's how they left you right. I picked up the pieces, they left you in broken pieces. On the floor, glowing in holy light. Even though I know they love you very much, they don't love you more than me. This you can trust. Oh, I know, I feel it's moving. Let's never lose this. This movement, momentum is building. Our union is fluid like water. Being clear, cause we got love just like this. Water, love is like water. Like water.
Sugars, brought to you by Delacroix Communication, delacroix.co.nz.